You are listening to The Money Mentor here on 1210 AM KPRZ, and we're talking to Matt Argue. We're talking about Christian mediation. Now, Matt, what's the difference between Christian mediation and mediation? Because a lot of people have heard of regular mediation. So what's the difference if I came to you instead of just a traditional mediation place?
The biggest difference is that we're going to use the Bible as our sole source of authority. Another big difference is in a typical mediation, the parties will focus exclusively on resolving the dispute, the underlying, disputed item sometimes, and settling the lawsuit. So in other words, the lawsuit goes away, the parties separate ways, and that's considered to be a success. In Christian mediations, the goals are a little bit more, and that is that we actually bring complete reconciliation between the parties. At the end of the day, we restore the relationship that's been broken down by the conflict.
So when you say restore the relationship, so what does that mean? That they're friendly towards each other?
It means that they've fully talked about whatever the issue was that was dividing them. It means that typically there's going to be some confession on both sides, forgiveness asked for and given on both sides, and bringing back, if you will, the parties to the point where the communication is no longer hindered.
Now, I'm listening to that going, you know, I'm imagining if I was somebody who, you know, wanted to file a lawsuit against somebody, and hearing that, I would go, wait a minute, I don't want to have to apologize for this. I mean, do you get that?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And I have to admit that complete reconciliation is not achieved in every single case. But the difference is that in Christian mediations, it's always an option. It's always something that we're going to go for.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I would want to go to Christian mediation, so that I can have that peace of mind.
Actually, it's more than that, because a lot of conflicts, the way that we traditionally handle them in our culture is we sort of push them down, don't talk about them, shove them off, sometimes onto our attorneys, and let them deal with them. And actually, that's very unhealthy to do that. One of the, I think, big reasons to do this is because through mediation, you will gain things that you could not otherwise gain. It's interesting that I found in other cultures besides our Western culture, conflict is viewed as an opportunity. It's not viewed as a negative because things are accomplished when people come together and honestly share their strong-held views. And that's borne out, too, in our society, that some of the things that we've gained in through the law even have been as a result of some conflicts we've gone through.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Isn't it interesting? You know, I am actually in a class and we were just talking about conflict resolution, and none of us in the class grew up seeing healthy conflict resolution at all. So I imagine that must be normal for a lot of people.
It is, and in fact, one of the first things that you learn when you start studying conflict is in order to have a healthy environment for conflict, one of the first things you have to do is make it okay to allow the conflict to exist. Mm-hmm. And actually, by doing that, the tension levels drop dramatically because now it's not such an unusual thing.
Mm. Oh, isn't that interesting? So that's a whole different mindset, isn't it? I mean, from the way a lot of us were raised.
Oh, completely. And in our culture, it's very foreign. Mediation, if you look at it, has been wildly successful. Over 80% of the cases that go to mediation end up resolving. And quite frankly, it's a surprise because mediation is a totally voluntary process. And there's sort of a common wisdom out there, well, mediation can't work because the people who are in conflict, the whole reason they need to bring in lawyers and judges is because they can't resolve it themselves. Mediation looks at it from a different point of view and says that the people do have the power and the ability to resolve their own conflict. The mediator, what he does is he brings certain skills and helps facilitate that to make it happen.
Yeah, so that would give each of us some ownership if we could kind of do our part and take on that responsibility. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
Well, the ownership, too, results in the agreements being more durable. There's an interesting study out there that agreements that are, not agreements, but orders that are reached through a court that people are demanded to follow, I think it's something under 40% are typically followed, whereas mediated agreements, by and large, are almost always followed.
Oh, well, there's a motivation then. I mean, that's a great reason to go through mediation. You mentioned that it's about an 80% success rate. And then what happens to the other 20? Do they end up in the court system?
Typically, probably. So they're resolved in some other way besides mediation.
Okay. Now, this is it. You guys aren't counselors, are you? I mean...
No, we're not. I mean, they're... We definitely are not, you know, there to be do family counseling or any type of other counseling. It's really our training is as attorneys and you know, as people who are you know, skilled, I guess, at conflict.
You obviously have a passion for this. Tell me about that. I mean, what drives this in you? Why do you care about this? Why do you want to see this succeed, and why do you want to see people doing this mediation rather than going to, through the court system?
Well, I believe, you know, first the Bible is very clear about it. 1 Corinthians 6, that Christians are not to be involved in lawsuits. Having been a lawyer myself, that was a passage that I always struggled with. But mediation is a viable alternative, and it allows people to fulfill that that commandment. But even beyond that, I think that you know, Jesus gave us the great commission, and I believe that if we're carrying around conflict in our lives, it's very difficult for us to go out into the world and to demonstrate you know, to the world that our faith really makes a difference if we're involved in conflict with others. So becoming peacemakers and peacekeepers, I think, is one of the most powerful witnesses we can have.
And people are watching us, so that it sounds like it'd be a great witness. Let's talk about, I imagine there's people listening who would want some more information about you guys. Let's give your telephone number, 888-704-5556. And that gets directly to you guys, Christian Mediators.
Yes.
Right? And then tell us about your web. Let's see, you're starting a website, but they can email you for information?
Yeah, we'll have a website probably towards the end of the next month, which will be www.christianmediations.net. And in the meantime, we can be reached at info@christianmediations.net.